Amen. 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 It's been one of those busy mornings, right? But now we got music playing. Let us get our mind right. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Welcome to everybody in the sanctuary. Welcome to everybody on Facebook, everybody on YouTube. Amen. Welcome into what? The house of the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what was happening on your way here, no matter what happened throughout the week, we got to his house. Amen. And if you really acknowledge who the Lord is, there's safety in his house. Amen. There's peace in his house. There's truth in his word. So when we come into the house of the Lord, we should be rejoicing. We may not always be dancing and shouting, but on the inside, let us rejoice this morning. Amen? Because no matter what is going on, he's in control. Is he not? Is he not? Is he always in control? Every single thing that you have been through and you call on his name, guess what happened? He brought you here this morning, didn't he? So no matter what 5 years ago that you were like, oh my God, what's going to happen? He said, what? I got it. And you know how you know he got it? Because you are here this morning. Amen. That means what? The Lord has been good to you. Whether you're in the sanctuary or on video, the Lord has handled whatever situation was present in the past, and he brought you through to today. Because what? Some people are not here. Right? Some people are still in there stuck. Are we? Are we here? Has the Lord been good to us? Has he given us a word every week? Does he anoint our pastor to deliver what? A word that applies to our lives. Have you had Bible study where you learned a new revelation and said, oh my God, now I see. Now I trust in you more, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So let's shake it off right now. Right? So we are ready to receive, hallelujah, the presence of the Lord. When I come into church, I often think, he said, what? When two or three are gathered in my name, and all I do is think in my mind and say, Lord, as I sit down right here, come sit right next to me. Let me feel the warmth of your arm around me as I hear your word. Amen? Amen. So let us rejoice this morning. We have made it to the house of the Lord to hear what? A good word. Right? A good word. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Whether you are watching this morning or you're going to look at the recording a couple weeks later, there's a good word coming for you today that the Lord prepared before the beginning of time. Amen? Amen. Amen. But with all that, I'm going to open us up in prayer. Then we'll do the scripture, and then our beautiful sister Leah is going to sing for us. Amen? Amen. So let us rejoice this morning. Can we all stand? Oh, thank you, Christ Jesus. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you for bringing us here today. Thank you for keeping us safe on the roads, for watching over our families and our households. Thank you for blessing us with the opportunity to not only hear your word, but to understand your word. Thank you for blessing us with your sacrifice, Christ Jesus. That despite all that has been going on throughout time, you came down and sacrificed. That we would have the opportunity to be saved. Come sit next to us this morning, O Lord. Speak your word into our ear. Anoint the pastor this morning to preach that good word that we would feel your love and your presence, that we would leave here transformed and renewed in our mind. Lord, that you would give us a word that creates in us a clean heart and renews a right spirit within us, so that as we go through the next week, as we encounter people every day, we would know who you want us to witness to. You would put a word in us right now that we will give to that person. And then we can say, come see a man. So that they would experience salvation, your glory, and your presence. Touch us right now, Christ Jesus, that we would be blessed with your presence throughout this service. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read for us from the scripture. I'm going to read from Psalms 51. I'm too close to the mic. Now, I'm reading out of Blue Letter Bible, which has its own titles, but it titles it A Contrite Sinner's Prayer for Pardon. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God, though God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Amen. Didn't that say it all? It said it all. Amen. Amen. I'm going to invite our sister Reed up here to lead us as she sang. Amen. But what? Let us rejoice. Amen.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So I'm not just going to sing by myself, but we're going to sing together praises unto our God, because we know that our God is faithful. We know that we can trust in him. So we declare, and we already know, we're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come. We're blessed when we go. So we're going to declare together. Amen. Y'all ready to sing with me? Y'all ready? All right, we're going to sing together. All right, here we go. Everybody say bless, 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 bless. Everybody say bless, 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 bless. Everybody say bless, 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 bless. Everybody say bless, bless, bless. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the fields. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the fields. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Since thou hast walked uprightly as a light in our dark land, thou hast placed in our heart all the Lord's commands. He set thee above nations, cast thine enemies away. He's standing up within you. So let me hear you say, we're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the fields. We're blessed when we come and when we go. Cast down every stronghold. Yeah, for the devil is defeated. We are, do it again. We're blessed. We're blessed. I hear you. Yeah, we're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. It must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Say bless, bless, bless. Everybody say bless, bless. Everybody say bless, 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 bless. Everybody say bless, bless. Oh, we're blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the fields. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Everybody say bless, 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 bless. Everybody say bless, 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 bless. Everybody say bless, 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 bless. Everybody say bless. Bless, bless. Oh, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. It's going to work in your favor. Oh, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. It's going to work in your favor. Oh, late, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. It's going to work in your favor. Oh, yes, it is. Say it ain't. God's going to. It's going to work. Oh, late, late, late into midnight. God's going to turn it. It's going to work. Oh, late into midnight. God's going to turn it around and around and around. And around, and around, and around, and around, and around 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 and around. We're blessed, we're blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Yeah. We cast sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Realize he's already turned it around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The turnaround already happened. Hallelujah. Let us all rise. It's already turned around. Amen. Our pastor.
Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hey, let's jump right into the Word of God. You have your Bibles. I'm going to invite you to open them with me. Getting back to the Gospel of St. Mark and continuing our walk through that book of the Bible. If you have it, I'm going to ask you to turn to Mark 12:18. Going to be our primary text. And then we're going to add to the witness out of the book of Deuteronomy 25 and 5, and then 1 Corinthians 15 and 42. Okay? Running you around a little bit this morning. Amen? So again, our primary text, Mark 12:18, the witness, Deuteronomy 25:5, and then 1 Corinthians 15:42. Amen? How are we looking? I'm inviting you that are joining us online via Facebook or via our YouTube channel. I'm going to invite you to turn with us. And if you would, join us also in standing as we honor God's word, that according to it, we might give more earnest heed to the word of God. Amen. Mark 12:18. Then some of the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him, and they asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies and leaves his wife behind and leaves no children, his brother should take his wife and raise up an offspring for his brother." He said, "Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and dying, left no offspring. And the second took her, and he also died, nor did he leave any offspring. And the third likewise. So the seven had her and left no offspring. And last of all, the woman died also." Jesus answered and said to them, "You are not therefore mistaken, because you do not know the scriptures nor the power of God. For when they rise from the dead, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. Now concerning the dead that they rise, Have you not read in the book of Moses, in the burning bush passage, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob.' He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You are therefore greatly mistaken. Amen? That's our primary text. So let's go to Deuteronomy 25 and 5. And we'll just read this for context in our message. It says, if brothers dwell together, and one of them dies and has no son, the widow of the dead man shall not be married to a stranger outside of the family. Her husband's brother shall go into her, take her as his wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. And it shall be that the firstborn son which she bears will succeed the name of the dead brother, that his name may not be blotted out of Israel. Okay? But if a man does not want to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate and to the elders and say, my husband's brother refuses to raise up a name to his brother in Israel, and he will not perform the duty of my husband's brothers. Then the elders of the city shall call him, speak to him. But if he stands firm and says, I do not want to take her, then his brother's wife shall come to him in the presence of the elders, remove his sandals from his foot, spit in his face, and answer and say, so shall it be done to the man who will not build up his brother's house. And his name shall be called in Israel, the house of him who had his sandals removed. Good, good night. It's amazing what you find when you read in the Word of God. All right, let's get out of that before we get in trouble. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15:42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, and it is raised in incorruption. So it is sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, but raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the natural is not, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. And afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And as was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of the dust. Right? Look at somebody to say, that's us, you and I. And as the man, and as was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of the dust. And as it is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. You guys following this? As we have been born in the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. He says, behold, I tell you a mystery, but we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, right? In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, And at his sounding, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Are you with me? For this corruptible, I'm way past where I was supposed to stop, but it gets good. You just keep reading. That's how Bible study goes. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where's your sting at now? Oh, Hades, oh, hell, where's your victory now? Now that incorruption, now that corruption has put on incorruption, and now that my mortal flesh has put on immortality. What you got to say now, devil? God fixed it the way he always wanted it. Good, let's get out of that. I'm finished. We'd be dancing before we know it. Here it is. So you got it. You got the witness. The Lord bless and consecrate his word to his heart. As you heard on the one call message this morning, I want to talk from the subject, whose wife is she? We're going to talk about the left-right marriage. That's what we just read in Deuteronomy in the books of the law. She has a husband. He dies. His brother comes and performs the duty of a husband so that she does not remain, so that she does not become nameless and remain childless and therefore have no inheritance in Israel. You follow what I'm saying? Whose wife is she? Father in heaven, consecrate your word to our heart this morning. Cause it to find a resting place in us, and give us the great hope and joy that is ours, and that is the coming resurrection, when we shall all be changed, and finally, we shall become like your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, grant me one of those. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. Whose wife is she? The text begins in verse 18 and says, then some of the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to him posing this scenario. Okay? So let's start by talking, by giving a little background on who the Sadducees are. The Sadducees are the most wealthy, we're the most wealthy, give me the small town. I ain't going to sweat that much. I hope I don't. Good night. We in trouble if I use that whole towel up. It's revival time at that point. We going up. The Sadducees, who were they? They were the most wealthy and influential and most aristocratic, if you will, of the Jewish sect, okay? All of the high priests, all of the chief priests, and the majority of the Sanhedrins were all members of the Sanhedrin class. And it was their custom that they ignored the oral law, meaning the law that was passed down verbally, not written. They ignored the traditions of the other Jewish religious leaders, and majority of the scribal laws of the Pharisees, meaning they didn't give it any credit. You know, they said they only, here it is, we'll get to this, the most distinctive aspect of the Sadducees' theology was their belief in the Pentateuch, the Pentateuch, right? And that's what you and I know to be the law or the law of Moses, right? The first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. To them, that was the entirety of Scripture, Okay? They didn't give any heed or credence to the books of poetry, none of the major prophets, they didn't give creed to Isaiah or Jeremiah, although they were great prophets in Israel. They just said, look, we only believe in the law of Moses. If Moses said it, we believe it. That was their distinction. That's what separated them. The last time we were in Mark, we were talking about Jesus being confronted by the Pharisees and the Herodians, right? This is what made the Sadducees different from them. Okay? And so because of their distinctions and their beliefs, they also did not believe that Moses taught a literal resurrection. So again, if Moses didn't teach it, they said, we don't believe it. Right? Are you with me? And as a result, of this disregard for the future, the Sadducees lived for the moment. And whatever profit they could garner in this life. Are you with me? Anybody know any folks like that? Raise your hand if you know any Sadducees. And by that I mean folks who just live for the moment. Right? Just live for the moment. Right? So, and since the Sadducees, and I told you they were the high priest, the chief priest, the majority of the Sanhedrin, therefore they control the temple business. And as a result of recent incidents, specifically Jesus cleansing the temple, they were extremely upset when Jesus had cleansed the temple of the money changers because he cut into their profit system, right? And as a result, they wanted to discredit Jesus in front of the people who had come to worship. All right? You got the scene? They're trying to embarrass him. They're trying to humiliate him, right? Because what? He did one on them, so now they're going to do what? One on him, right? And last time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees tried to get him, right? But that didn't work, because he said what? Give unto Caesar what is Caesar. But give unto God what is God. So they out. So now the Sadducees said, all right, we're the real deal. We're the high priest. We got one. We got one for him. So they set the scene up. And then they posed the question. They said, look, Jesus, here it is. They said, Moses wrote to us that if a man dies and leaves a wife and no children, his brother should marry his brother's wife and bear her an offspring so that his name doesn't die. Right? And you just read it in Deuteronomy 25, so you have it, right? And what they are referring to, what you may hear it, how it is often talked about in theological writings, is called the Levirate marriage. Levirate marriage, right? That's that Deuteronomy 25. According to the Old Testament, Levirate marriage is enacted as a law in Deuteronomy 25 and 5, strictly requiring the levir, which is just a Latin word for the husband's brother, right? He had a duty, he had to perform the duty of marrying his brother's childless widow. God placed this in the law of Moses to preserve tribal names, families, and inheritances. The widows Tamar and Ruth are perhaps two examples representing the fulfillment of this Levirate practice in the Old Testament. So you not only have it, but if you know the story of Ruth and the story of Tamar, you can see it actually being acted out in the life of the Jewish people. Okay? So there you have it. You got that? That's the scene. And the Sadducees appealed to Moses because they were fully aware of Jesus' high regard for Scripture, meaning for them, the Old Testament. And therefore, they believed he would not contest the validity of the Levirate marriage. So they got him. They're going to say, oh, Jesus, this is, Moses wrote this. This is the real deal here. And Moses said, right, husband's duty. Right? The brother's duty to honor his brother and to raise up an heir for him. right? And so that's what they said to him. They said, you know that, Jesus. You're the teacher. We don't have to tell you that, right? And so they set a scenario. They said, Jesus, you know the left, right, man. Now here's the scenario. Look at it. It says, now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and dying left no offspring. The second took her. He also died, nor did he leave any offspring. And the third likewise. You guys reading that? Verse 22, so the seven had her and left no offspring. Lastly of all, the woman died. Right? That's the scenario he picked. So the first thing we got to ask, what's wrong with these brothers? Not three strikes you out, but seven strikes. All right, leave that alone, Pastor. That ain't for Sunday, Pastor. But anyway, he paints, this is the thing. They said, Jesus, you know about left, right, man. That's in the law of Moses. But here's the scenario, teacher. Here's a scenario, Ralph. What if you have this scenario where seven brothers perform according to the law, left, right, marriage, right? Right? So, in the resurrection, right? Isn't that what they say? They say in 23, look at 23. It says, therefore, in the resurrection, now watch this, everybody look at me. They don't believe in the resurrection. Do you follow? Now, they're asking a question about something they don't even believe in. But they know Jesus believes in it, right? Because Jesus has told them, right, if you destroy this temple, right, in 3 days, what? He said, I'll build it back up again, right? So he believes in the, but they don't. But they said, yeah, we're going to use your own words to try. Anybody ever had someone try to use your own words against you? Okay, let's keep going. They said, therefore, in the resurrection, when they rise, here's the sermon, whose wife will she be? Right? Do you see that? That's in there. For all seven had her as a wife, right? So that's the scenario, right? Anybody remember that, the scenario? How many, this is my generation, how many tribal questers we got out there? So what? So what's the scenario, right? Y'all young hip hoppers don't know nothing about that. That's original hip hop. That's the stuff I grew up on, right? All right, there you go. Somebody say, preach, Pastor Ford. So that's the scenario, and the setup is, whose wife is she going to be? Is it the husband's wife, or is it the brothers? And if the brothers, which one of the brothers, right? And so here it is. Here's your sermon. 24, Jesus answered. He said, are you not therefore mistaken? Because you do not know the scriptures, nor the power of God. Are you with me? Jesus said, you are mistaken. Your theology is wrong. Your belief system is wrong. And it's wrong because you are ignorant on two points. You do not know the scriptures, meaning, as we learn in the New Testament, meaning they didn't know how to rightly divide. Do I got my real church this Sunday? Right? Isn't that what they tell us? He said, we got to learn how to rightly divide the word of truth, right? So they had an error in the thing. Listen, watch out for people who are not saved telling you what the word of God means. I wish I had my real church. I'm finished. Y'all better help. Watch out for that. People who don't even believe in the Bible, trying to tell you what the Bible says and means. Look at somebody say, watch out. Watch out because they're Sadducees. That's what they are. It's the spirit of the Sadducees that's on them, right? They said, Jesus said you're wrong. What? He said, first you're wrong because you don't know the scriptures. You don't know how to rightly divide the word of truth. And then second of all, you don't know the power of God. Look, usually preachers wait till the end of the sermon to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you up front. I'm going to bless you up front. Here it is. Get this. So if you ever find yourself in a fight with the devil, remember, all you need to defeat him are the scriptures and the power of God. I wish I had my real church. I tried to send one call out so y'all come and get this. Tell somebody, you don't want to miss this sermon. Because all you need to get victory anywhere in your life is the scriptures and the word of God. For the scriptures said, when I saw that, I'm reminded, when the devil came to tempt Jesus for three times, this is how Jesus defeated him. He says, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He came with another scenario. Jesus answered in the same manner. Said, it is written. I'm telling you, church, all you need to defeat the enemy is to know the word of God. If it's written, then God shall surely bring it to pass. If it's in God's word, it shall come to pass in your life. Somebody shout yes. Said, you don't know. You don't know the scriptures. Said, nor do you know the power of God. The book of Romans says it like this. He says, to them he gave power to be called the sons of God. Throw your hands up and say, I'm a son. Where the women at? Throw your hands up and say, I'm a son. Where the men at? Say, I'm a son. Every man may not be a father, but every man can be a son by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if a son, then God has promised to give you power to trample on the devil's head. If a son, God has given you authority over the devil. Tell somebody, I'm a son. So if you're going through this week, last week, last month, just tell somebody, look, I got something to fight with. All right, let's try it again. Tell somebody, I've got something to fight with. I'm not going into battle empty-handed. I'm not going in the fight by myself. I've got his word. I've got his power. And I shall be victorious. Somebody shout yes. Here it is. Here it is. He said, when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are they given in marriage. But in heaven shall be like angels in heaven. Here it is. Marriage was designed by God for companionship and the perpetuation of the human race. Jesus was emphasizing the fact that in heaven, there will be no exclusive or sexual relationships. Believers will experience an entirely new existence in which they will have perfect spiritual relationships with everyone in heaven, including God Himself. Did you hear what I said? And I can prove it. Isaiah 54:5 says this: for your maker is your husband. Look at somebody, say, he's answering the question, y'all. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. And he is called the God of the entire earth. Look at somebody and say, you got a husband. Here it is. Ephesians 5:31. Let's add to the witness. For this reason shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Here it is, verse 32. Paul said, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Paul used our understanding of earthly marriage to help us to understand the heavenly marriage, which will take place between Christ and his church. So look at somebody and tell them, I have a husband. Right? So during my study, I said, your man, we need you to help me preach on Sunday. She got all excited. She got a new outfit on and stuff. Help me preach. So she's standing up. She's going to help me preach. Right? So here it is. In this life and on this planet, she is now and will be until we die my wife. And I shall be her husband. Right? But in the resurrection, this is where I wish I had a real church. Jesus said, there shall be none married or given in marriage. He said, we all shall be married to God Himself. It's called the marriage supper of the Lamb of God. Will no longer be one flesh in the earth, but we shall be one spirit in heaven with God and with Christ. So we all shall have new husbands up in heaven. Somebody shout yes. Look at somebody and tell them, I got a husband. Now, I gave y'all the scenario with the tribal questions. I got a husband. That's my girl Roxanne Shantae. Because Roxanne said, I got a man. Oh, my goodness. Look at somebody and say, preach, Pastor Ford. If you're with me in the spirit, jump on your feet and say, I got a man. I got a man. And his name is Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Redeemer of all flesh, the creator of this world and the world to come. I got a man. Now, if you really believe that, you ought to give the Lord the best praise. Come on. You know how it is when you finally find the one. The one that pushes all your buttons. The one that gets you going. I got a man, and his name is Jesus. Woo! Yes. Yes. Whose husband will she be? Will she be my wife or your wife? But when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing. What a day of... Woo! Yes. Yes. We're going to get married. If you're single, you're going to get married. If you've been married already, you're going to get married again. And if you had more than one husband, more than one wife, you're going to get married one more time. Give God a praise. Woo! Yes, I know who I'm marrying, and his name, yes, where are all the ladies at? Where are all the ladies at? All of the ladies put it out on their Instagram account. They hold up the ring, and they say, I said yes. I said yes to the man called Jesus. One Sunday morning, I got on my knees and I said yes. Woo! Woo! I got a man, and his name is the Lord Most High. I got a man, and his name, woo, yes, yes, what a time. It shall be when we all get to heaven, we will sing and shout the victory. Woo! Yes. Yes. It's all right. It's all right. Guys, let me have it. Let me have it, God. Look at somebody and tell them it's all right. If your last marriage didn't work out, tell them it's all right. If the one you're in now is not going smooth, tell him it's all right. It's all right. In just a little while, I'm going to get married to my real. Woo! It's all right. It's all right. I got a man.
Yes, I do.
Woo! Let me have it, fellas. Let me have it. Let me have it. Let me have it. Pastor, how in the world can that be possible? How can we marry Christ? Here it is. Let me get it before Deacon Jackson go. We're making them late. Here it is. He said, here it is. Concerning the dead when they rise. Have you not read Book of Moses? He said, I'm the God Abraham. I am the God Isaac. And I am the God of Jacob. Moses lived 430 years after the death of the patriarchs. Yet God declared, I'm still their God. And if I never die, then Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob must not be dead either. Because I'm the God of the living and not the dead. So when we die, this body will go in the ground, but our spirit shall go up to heaven and live with God forevermore. Somebody shout yes.
God bless you, man of God. Give your apologies to your pastor. But we shall live on. Unlike the theologies of the Sadducees, who thought that when you're dead, you're done. But when we die, we lay down this corruptible flesh. We put on incorruptibility. We put on celestial bodies. That right there will be a blessing. All right? Let me see if I got my real church. Who woke up this morning with pain in your body somewhere? Back, knee, elbow. Let me see if I got my real church. How many of you woke up this morning and the pain was in the bed? Whatever. That's my other church. I'm preaching this afternoon. That's another church. I'm sorry. I'm mixing up the messages. But there's coming a day. All of what we hope for, all of what we dreamed about, marriage would be, will finally experience it for ourselves. Whose wife will she be? Not mine. Not yours. But we shall both be married to Christ himself. Come on, you're witnesses. Is he not called the bridegroom? Are we not called the bride? Whom he purifieth and maketh chaste like a virgin. Now, who sang that? Like a virgin. Was that Madonna? I'm diverse. I got a diverse. My playlist, y'all can't even sweat my playlist. I'm Tribe. I'm Roxanne. and now I'm bringing in Madonna. Half of y'all don't even know who Madonna is. The one thing you do know about Madonna, she don't get on stage until 1 a.m. That may be the only thing you know about her. How is that possible that we become like virgins? Because with his own blood, he washes us. He purifies us. Right? On the wedding day, brides spend large sums of money to what? Be beautiful. Hair done. Nails done. Massage. Manny, Petty, Freddie, Isaac and Jacob. Why? They want to be perfect. And he knows that we cannot perfect ourselves. So the Bible said he presents to himself. He goes, gets her. He purifies her. The Bible said he washes her with water. The water of the word of God. And then he presents to himself a chaste bride. That's what he does for us. He does it so that we can be joined to him for all eternity. Whose bride will you be? For those that do not receive an invitation to the marriage supper, they'll get married too, but not to Christ. They will be married to the serpent of old. Like him, they will be bound with chains and fetters. Like him, they'll be cast in the lake of fire. 1,000 years, and they shall never know Christ or God himself. Let's prepare ourselves to marry Christ. Every Sunday morning, he sends you an invitation. He tells the parables. He said, go into the highways, hedges, bid them. They might know what bid them mean. Beg them. Come to the marriage. Come. Come without wine. Come without price. Come without fancy. Just come. He wants to marry you. And all you have to do, don't miss the opportunity to marry Jesus Christ. Why die in your sins when you can live with him in heaven and in glory? Shall we all stand? The Sadducees tried to trip him up. They thought if we asked him an impossible question, he'd finally stop preaching. But yeah, we got him now. But no, all he used, it's all he had. Right? And like him, doesn't have to be in a printed fashion, nor in electronic form. This is what the psalmist said, and I hope you guys took me serious on Wednesday night, began to incorporate psalms into. This is what the psalmist said. He said, thy word, O Lord, have I hidden Because the devil is crafty. He's also bold, but he's crafty. He's not going to attack you while you got your word in hand. He's going to wait until you're far away from your word, which the Bible calls the sword, your weapon. But what the devil didn't know is that at the beginning of the new year, I start committing the word of God to memory. Just like when I was a little boy. Why? So I could have it in my heart. Listen, he says, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart." For what purpose? Not so I can brag to the people at church how much scripture I got memorized. That's not what he said. He said, "I put it there so that I might not sin against you." The word of God also tells us that in the very same hour, he would cause that word to what? Come back to our conscious mind. Always available. The greatest living computer. Watch me preach. AI ain't got nothing on the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, nothing on the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit can do so far outpaces artificial intelligence because it is godly wisdom, which cannot be perceived or quantified or calculated. It can only be provided by God. I'm trying to tell you this Sunday morning, it's available to you. It's available to you. Get the word and put it in your heart so that when you go through tough times and tough places and you got to deal with tough people, he can bring up a word and you can say, "It's written. It's written." I don't have time to call the pastor. When I call my watch care person, they never call me back anyway. But thanks be to God, I got the word where? Hidden now in my heart, so that when the enemy comes along and entices me to marry him, Lord knows I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. I kept watching, "Lord, why in the world am I going crazy over this sermon?" He's trying to woo you. The Bible says this, all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye. He said, that's it. It's only three categories of sin, and there they are. And when he comes against you, he's going to come in one of those three categories. And he's going to try to woo you away. And I'm going to tell you something he won't even tell you. He don't even really want you. He just doesn't want God to have you. Anybody know any people like that? They don't even really want to fool with you. They just want to keep the up. Oh my God. I'm finished. Do what you want. Do what you want. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I've done my part. I've shared the word of God. May it find a resting place in your heart. And may it stir you, me, and us more and more toward godliness. So that one day we can finally marry him in heaven. Father in heaven, thy word is true. Thy word is a lamp. And thy word is a light unto our path. And by it, you lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And so, Father, we open our ears. We open our hearts to hear and receive the word of God, so that our steps might be ordered in the way which we ought to go. Father, I pray that your word would be a guiding light. You declared unto us in your word, you said, I am the light of the world. He that cometh unto you would in no wise dwell in darkness. So, Father, send your the clarion call of your word out. Pray today that you would save the sinner. Pray that you would reclaim the backslider. Pray that you would call those that don't know Christ to come and hear his word. We thank you for all things. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. God bless you, Taylor.
Amen. Amen. Told you there was a good word coming, right? Right? All you got to do is say, all right, Lord, what you got prepared for me? And the good word comes. Amen. I will say this for any of you who are out there who are saying, you know, what is salvation? How do I make sure that I'm married to Christ? The word of God says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, not just who Jesus is, but he is Lord. Amen. And believeth in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Victory over death, physical death, but also if we understand that sin separated us from God, so there is a spiritual death. But Jesus had the victory over that. That's how you become saved. Amen. Amen. So if you need to reach out, you have more questions, you know, deacon, minister, whoever, I still don't think I understand what it means to be saved. You can reach out to us. If you say, deacon, minister, you know what? I want to join Taylor Tabernacle. Reach out to us. If you're watching via video, you can always call the church at 215-748-4578. You can always reach out and leave a message on the website, or you can reach out to one of the deacon and ministers who are here this morning and every single Sunday. Amen? Amen. And we'll sit down. We'll pray with you. We'll talk with you. If you have people that you want to pray for, and you want people to pray for you, reach out to us. Amen? We have a prayer list every Wednesday night. And the list grows, and then we hear about the victories, and the list goes down. Amen? Amen. So now, without further ado, and, you know, our drummer has to take off, but I'm going to still give you the offering time. Amen? Amen. Amen. This is our chance to offer up. And the wonderful thing today, we got the Scott sisters here. They're going to take us through offering time and announcement. Another drum roll. Sister Corey.
Good morning, church. So good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we are going to worship through giving. I'm going to give you a couple different ways. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 732-256. And you will receive a link with instructions. To give through our website, please go to TaylorTabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. To give through Venmo, you may send it through at Taylor Tabernacle 6309 and Cash App $ Taylor Tabernacle. You may also give an offering to our pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App Pastor Jonathan Ford, Venmo Jonathan Ford 25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministries. And the announcements. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live. So remember, you can join us from worship from your home. If you can, please hit the subscribe right there on the YouTube page, and follow us on Facebook at TaylorTabernacle.com. Sorry, just at Taylor Tabernacle, so that you are informed and up to date with all of our coming events. Bearing witness. The first person testimonies from the Hamas Tech on October 7, conversation with victims of the Hamas attack on the Kibbutz Berry Tuesday. This will take place on January 30th, 2024 at 9 a.m. An Afro-Caribbean in the Nazi era from, forgive me for these pronunciations, Papamentu to German. Please join via Zoom February 7th at 7 p.m. Wednesday night's prayer and Bible study will continue weekly 7 p.m. via Google Meet. And Sunday school will be from 8:30 to 9 a.m. via Google Meets. We look forward to seeing every child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sundays. And please remember, Pastor is wildly challenged to invite your friends, family, and neighbors to participate in our Wiley program. It's Girl Scout season, so please support our girls, Kennedy, Zoe, and Zaya. I believe the information was put on the board. There was a QR code. Please see Sister Zakiya or Sister Cassandra. And that's going to conclude our announcements for today. Amen.
If our pastor is ready, and he is, amen? Amen? Can we all rise?
Tight. You guys hang tight for a second. Let me just add my voice to just some of those announcements. So I'm going to give this to Jermay, and if you want one, just raise your hand. This is the flyer concerning what's happening this Tuesday. You guys can recall back in the fall, we had Rabbi Strauss join us on our Bible study prayer line, and he joined us in the aftermath of the Hamas attack on Israel. And he shared with us his perspective of how the Jewish people were feeling in light of being attacked. You guys remember that? Remember he came on and he blessed us? What this is, an opportunity to have the same type of conversation and presentation, but this will be with actual victims who were attacked on October 7th, okay? And because you guys responded so positively to Rabbi Strauss's presentation, I only thought it right to share with you this opportunity to hear from people who survived. Okay, that's what this is, right? So everything you need is there. So I'm going to be attending in person, right? I'm going. But this event will also be live streamed. But you have to RSVP, you see it there, you have to respond, all the info, phone, email. And if you RSVP, they'll send you the link. And then you can have it and join. Okay? If you join in person, like I said, my plan is to be there. And for pastors and clergy leaders, we are going to have an extra session with the survivors after the presentation, right? But they have told me if you come, you can join your pastor. So not only will you get the presentation that'll be open to the community, but you will be able to join me with the other pastors, rabbis, imams, for a special closed door session that will take place immediately following. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. That's what it is, okay? So if you can take advantage, would like to take it, the information is literally in your hand, okay? So I'm going to let you have that. Okay? So you got it? If you got it, say, I got it. Now this one. All right, Jermaine, I'm putting you back to work again. And she asked me, she said, you want me to sit with Tyrone? She said, does that mean I got to be your pastor's aide for the day? I lied and said no, but I guess she really is. Give everybody that. Everybody gets that. Both of these you have electronically, right? You're getting this through our constant contact email blast. So you have both of these electronically. I'm just handing it out today because I want to add emphasis to it. Okay? Because I don't know about you. A lot of email what go in our spam folder and our junk mail. And we leave it there. But I wanted you to see this. So not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, February 7th, we're starting out Black History Month. We're going to have a special presentation. And my toes are tingling to hear this woman speak. She's going to tell the story of how blacks and the black church aided Jews in Auschwitz during the Holocaust. And she can tell the story because her father was one of them. So she's not telling you something she's read. She went to school for. She's telling you her father's story. He lived it. This woman is literally walking history, right? And so I'm giving you this. It's not this Wednesday, next Wednesday. But the important thing is it will not be on our Google Meet line, okay? This is the Zoom link for Wednesday, February 7th. All right, you got it electronically in your email. I'm giving it to you again on this flyer. Put it in your Bible, tape it on your forehead, do whatever you got to do. So on Wednesday the 7th, don't go to Google Meets and looking for folks because no one's going to be there. We're going to be, this is her Zoom line. She's given us access to because she's promised to meet us there, right? So that's next Wednesday. I'm trying to give you enough ahead of time, all that good stuff, so we can have it, right? And she's living history. And on the back, you can see, that's her picture, and that's a picture, obviously, some years ago. She's much older now. But this is what she lives to do. I reached out to her pastor. She said, just give me a date. That's all she said, just give me the date. I'm on. So this is my dad's story. And I live to tell it. So I'm telling, whatever you do, don't miss Wednesday the 7th. All right? Okay? So you have it. You have it. The special introduction. You guys are looking at that by a fabulous florist. Yes, her name is fabulous. She said it's on her driver's license. I said, okay. I said, all right, fabulous. Show yours, fabulous. I'll let you do the introduction. So I want you to, I'm putting this information in your hand because I think it's important. And I think it will bless you. So I'm going the extra yard, the extra mile to make sure you get it, to make sure you have it so that you can govern yourselves accordingly. Okay? Everybody in good shape? If you got it, say, I got it. Okay. Come on, Jermaine. Jermaine's going to give us the benediction because right now she is still my wife. All right? The rest of that stuff, that's when we get to heaven. But right now she's still my wife. Thank God for Jesus, right?
So before I give the closing, on the flyer, an Afro-Caribbean in the Nazi era, from Papiamentu, you said it correctly, to German. Papiamentu is a, you know, it's a language spoken in the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? We were just recently visiting. I think it was, we were in Aruba or Belize, one of those.
Yeah,
they
right.
speak that. And that was new to me. I didn't know that.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a compilation of a lot of
different
languages.
Right. You're right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
All right. If all hearts and minds are clear.
Now you see why it's good to have a good wife, right? She can tell you what Papia meant to me.
If all hearts and minds are clear. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for who you are in our lives. And above all, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for reminding us of who you are in our lives. We thank you for reminding us that it's important to keep the word of God on our hearts, so that when we are tempted, we too may say, it is written. God, we ask that you bless each and every one who's here. We ask you bless those who are listening to us via YouTube or Facebook Live. God, we ask that you allow us to get to our destination safely and that you allow us to get back into the house of God next week just as safe. God, we ask that you continue to cover the man of God, our shepherd, Elder Jonathan Ford, so that he may continue to bring the word, teaching us and preaching the word of God in all of its glory. God, we ask these in all things in your son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.